With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is in Scotland, and he is there to talk trade with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Ursula von der Leyen tomorrow, the European Commission president. Arriving today, the president did take time to speak with reporters about the problem of illegal immigration.
You're allowing it to happen to your countries, and you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some leaders have not let it happen, and they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones.
Thailand and Cambodia have accused one another of new attacks as border clashes continue for a third day. The fighting has left at least 33 people dead and more than 168,000 people displaced. International pressure growing on both countries to try and hammer out a ceasefire. Ohio Senator John Houston says the Senate may have to forego its August recess this year unless Democrats stop holding up the confirmation of Trump nominees.
Think about this. We're 6 months into the presidency, and he still doesn't have the whole team on the field because of the obstructionist nature of the Democrats. So Republicans in the Senate, I think we've had more days here than we've had any time during the 21st century, and we're going to stay here until we get him confirmed.
Republicans are primarily concerned about the confirmation of Mike Waltz to serve as the U.N. representative, the ambassador for the United States at the U.N. Senator Tom Cotton predicts Republicans will extend their majority control of Congress into next year's midterm elections and all the way through to 2028.
We should have a strong, durable governing majority in the Senate. If you just look at the states, for instance, that have consistently voted Republican in the presidential elections for the last several cycles.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia, however, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meeting this spring in San Antonio, one of them placing first in several events. The suit alleged that the U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. Attorney General Ken Paxton has issued a statement saying that the U.S. Masters swimming deprived female participants of their right opportunity. This is SRN News. The Postal Service turns 250 years old.
And Saturday's big anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the United States, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule, a key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army. It also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence.
That is John Scott reporting. Kyle Schwarber reached 1,000 hits with his 319th home run in a 12-5 win over the New York Yankees, surpassing Mark McGwire for the most home runs among players with 1,000 hits in Major League history. Schwarber is 32 and eligible for free agency this fall. He has been a key player for the Phillies. More on these stories at srnnews.com.